a pledge by President Bush earlier this week to significantly boost U.S. spending on AIDS prevention, drugs, and care in a dozen African countries, is raising hopes for millions of sufferers on the continent. On the outskirts of Nairobi, in the town of Karen, there is a house many local residents refer to as the House of Tragedy. It is called Nyumbani. It is a home for nearly 100 orphan children where volunteer doctors, nurses, and social workers try to provide as much care and joy as they can. But Nyumbani is not just an orphanage. It is a hospice for children who have tested positive for HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. The founder of the hospice, Angelo D'Agostino, says because costly, life-extending antiretroviral drugs are not readily available, the majority of the children here will probably die of the disease or related illnesses within the next few years.
The population in general is in need of life-prolonging drugs that will bring the death rate of 700 or 800 a day down to probably 200 or 300 or even less.
Currently, about 13% of Kenya's 30 million people are HIV positive. That is about the same infection rate as the country had in the mid-1990s. AIDS researchers say nearly a decade of government-led anti-AIDS campaigns in Kenya appear to have helped stabilize the spread of the virus in the general population. But the percentage is much higher for young Kenyan women. An estimated 33% of women aged 15 to 24 are infected. Consequently, more than 150,000 HIV-positive babies are born in the country every year. Mr. D'Agostino says many infected mothers abandon their babies at birth. He says they are afraid people will see the infected babies, realize the mothers have AIDS, and make it impossible for the women to function in their communities.
Every day there's an increase in the army of orphans that roaming without any direction or protection or help in the country. And at this point, there's probably about 1 million orphans distributed over the country due to AIDS. And by the end of 5 or 6 years, there'll probably be 2 million.
HIV researcher Katen Shankardas says many of Africa's AIDS orphans are traumatized because they are so young when the disease takes their parents. The mortality rate from AIDS and AIDS-related illnesses is higher in Africa than in other parts of the world. Mr. Shankardas believes poverty is the main reason, especially in Kenya, where more than half the people earn less than a dollar a day.
It's potentially because of genetic factors, but it's also likely to be due to the fact that there's no access to any of these drugs. There's no access to clean water. A healthy lifestyle is harder to maintain when you're living on a dollar a day or less than a dollar a day.
President Bush's new $15 billion AIDS initiative announced on Tuesday was a surprise to many healthcare workers. The money will be shared among 12 countries in Africa and 2 in the Caribbean. And some AIDS officials say the amount is not enough to effectively combat the disease. But researchers and activists here believe the money coming to Kenya will help fill huge funding gaps that donor nations and individuals have not been able to fill. Although details about the initiative have not been worked out, and Congress must first approve the program, Mr. Shankardas says he's delighted that Mr. Bush has specifically earmarked funds to purchase AIDS drugs and for orphan care.
When children have HIV, they don't get told about it a lot of times because parents don't see the point in telling a child because there's no help for them available. People fear exposing themselves as HIV positive because there's no incentive. I mean, they're going to die anyway. So I think with antiretroviral therapy becoming a lot more accessible, it might actually end up helping reduce the stigma, and it might encourage a lot of people to expose themselves as being HIV positive because there's something to help them out now.
For the moment, the prospect of real help is only a dream at places like Nyumbani. But now the volunteers say they have new hope that the day will come when no child has to live at the House of Tragedy. Alicia Rue, VOA News, Nairobi.